When it comes to weight loss, no two people are the same. That's why Noom builds personalized plans based on your unique psychology and biology. Take Brittany. After years of unsustainable diets, Noom helped her lose 20 pounds and keep it off.
I was definitely in a yo-yo cycle for years of just losing weight, gaining weight, and it was exhausting.
And Stephanie. She's a former D1 athlete who knew she couldn't out-train her diet, and she lost 38 pounds.
My relationship to food before Noom was never consistent.
And Evan, he can't stand salads, but he still lost 50 pounds with Noom.
I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. Even through the pickiness, Noom taught me that building better habits builds a healthier lifestyle. I'm not doing this to get to a number. I'm doing this to feel better.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom users compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Welcome back, Rams fans, to Rams Showcase right here on Sports Wall Radio. Tonight, we are talking about the Los Angeles Rams getting ready for training camp. Plus, are the Rams actually in a better position than we think? We'll answer that question and more tonight on Rams Showcase.
Welcome to Rams Showcase on Sports Wall Radio.
What the heck is going on, Rams fans? Welcome back. It's a Rams Showcase right here on Sports Bowl Radio. I am your host, Joe Branham, but you can and should call me Sheriff Joe Bags, laying down the law for you guys tonight. I know it's been a while since I've been back with you guys. I missed you. I missed you so much. But life has been bananas. I hope you guys understand. I'm here now, though. That's the important thing. But life has been a little bit crazy. You might notice, if you guys are watching the video version of this, that I got a little bit of a different setup going on. I moved. Sheriff Station has relocated. Still in Colorado, but the Sheriff Station has relocated. We're on a skeleton setup. I actually was supposed to have some really awesome stuff set up as far as my camera and my backgrounds and stuff. We didn't get all the way there. We're getting there, though. But I want to thank you guys for joining me tonight, and we're talking about the LA Rams, of course. But again, once we get better set up here, things are going to look a little bit better. You guys may have already noticed different graphics coming in. We're going to start doing that, making everything look a little bit classier for you guys here on Ram Showcase, where we always stay classy. Even got my new Ram Showcase t-shirt on, you know, we're rocking it out. So some things are changing, but one thing is not, and that is the fact that we are the biggest Rams fans here. This is where the big Rams fans come to get the dopest of the news, all right? We don't load you guys up with the BS. We give you guys all the sides and We let you guys form your own opinions based on all the information. We don't force feed our own. And I say our own. It's just me, but, you know, what were the names? We had, was it Reggie Armstead, I think was, and then Mike Sherwood. Those are the two sisters. Mike is the audio guy, which is also just me. And then Reggie, sound guy and audio guy. Reggie's the video guy. So, you know what? I wasn't going to say this. I wasn't even going to let this information out, but I figured, you know what? Might as well. I feel like I've missed you guys for a long time here. So I want to let you guys know that Reggie Armstead and Mike Sherwood, they are, of course, made up people. But more importantly, if you guys take their initials, Reggie Armstead, R.A., Mike Sherwood, M.S., that was done on super purpose. Spells out Rams. For those of you that are trying to keep up at home. So let's get into the action, though, okay? We got some good stuff to talk about right now, and it's, you know, the first part of this, I'll say this, the first part of the information that I'm giving you guys, not that dope, all right? The biggest story that we have coming out of the LA Rams right now, Rams offensive lineman Chandler Brewer has opted out of the 2020 NFL season. Brewer, of course, has a history of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, so he is out. Les Snead has been totally cool about it. Basically, what's happening is he's just gonna come back in 2021, and he's still got a roster spot in 2021. So Chandler Brewer, making sure he's taken care of. This is not a place, by the way, where I'm gonna get any kind of political about the virus stuff. I'm not even gonna, like, I don't understand why it's political in the first place. I don't understand why sports are so political in the first place, but we're not going to do that, okay? Whether or not you guys are on the side or whatever side you guys are on is completely irrelevant to me. The fact is, Chandler Brewer not playing this year. He's opting out. Also, in some rookie news here, linebacker Terrell Lewis and defensive tackle Michael Hoecht, I believe I am pronouncing that right. I do apologize if I am not. They have been placed on the COVID IR list. They will be able to return. What this list means, though, this list is for players that have either tested positive or have been in close contact with somebody who is actively coronavirused up. They're actively roned up at the moment. So the last reports that I saw said that no Rams players or coaches tested positive. So I'm guessing that this is some family kind of relation stuff going on, that maybe somebody that they were close to has been Rona'd, and so they are quarantined. That's basically all that means. Nothing too wild there, as far as that goes. These guys can both come back. So Chandler Brewer, though, the only one. 13, I think? Was it 13 players from the Patriots? Which is, like, by far the most of any team. They're the ones getting, like, totally messed up with this. So their whole roster's getting destroyed with people opting out and stuff. Marquise Lee was the latest one today, so interesting stuff for sure, but that's fine, you know what I mean? It's all good. Let's see here, I forgot to add my pictures here, I guess. That's okay, we can add them as we go, I guess. I think I can do this as I record. We'll figure it out right now, because I want to get this on for you guys. So, I don't think I have it, actually. But either way, it doesn't matter. If you guys... I'm not going to do it right now. I'm going to not be able to focus. So, all right, we just don't get graphics for that part. I thought I uploaded it. I guess I did not. So, all right, so important dates for you guys. Obviously, we know that we're in, like, the coolest part of sports throughout this entire thing. Because, obviously, we're getting sports back. Baseball's back. Basketball's back. NHL's back today. Super excited. Go Avs. Well, the Avs play tomorrow, but still, they're back, and it's awesome. But some NFL stuff's going on, too. The one thing that we are looking at for the NFL is, of course, the model of return is going to be closely tied to the MLB, just because that's kind of how the NFL's running it. Playing in your own venues, but not in front of people. At least in front of a lot of people. Of course, we all know, especially if you guys are season ticket holders, we know now that the Rams are not going to be having people there. But that's going to be all good, because next year is going to be super sick. It kind of sucks, though. SoFi Stadium opens up, and immediately we just can't use it. Like, we can't go. And I got some people to call out, by the way, for talking trash to me about waiting to buy my tickets. Good luck getting your refunds. I mean, I'm not trying to be a jerk or anything like that, but this is literally why I waited. Literally why I waited. I was like, no, the world is too crazy right now. I'm not gonna do that right now. So, I mean, whatever. So, you guys are getting your refunds. That's fine. I'm not trying to talk trash, but this is just why I waited. This is the reason why I waited to buy tickets. Either way, some important dates for you guys. Physical exams, virtual meetings, the daily COVID testing begins today and tomorrow across the NFL. Monday is beginning of the strength and conditioning and the walkthrough practices. So, of course, no pads yet for that starting Monday. Phase 2 begins August 12th. That's helmets, no pads. So we are getting close to that as well. And the padded practices can begin on August 17th. We can get 14 total, which is not very many. Thanks a lot, CBA. We'll have a sloppy product, I'm sure, until about like week 8, just because lack of preseason, lack of practices. We'll get 14 practices to bang into each other, and then we just like take on the Dallas Cowboys like right away. So, seems a little rough to me as far as the timing goes, but I mean, I'm sure we'll see a lot of injuries. I'm sure we'll see a lot of Corona stuff, but hey, it's all good. So, yeah, basically, padded practices can begin August 17th, 14 total, no more than 3 in a row. And those 14 total are at the coach's discretion. Cut deadline to 80 players if you are currently practicing with 90 is going to be August 16th. And then the cut down to 53 and the 16-man practice squads need to be set by September 5th. And then, of course, September 13th, Sunday Night Football. Cowboys at Rams at SoFi Stadium, which is going to be so much fun to watch. Really interesting to watch because it's a brand new, beautiful stadium. There's not going to be people there, except for the players, obviously. So that's going to be interesting. But Sunday Night Football to open up the season. Can't wait. Cowboys at Rams. That's going to be super fun. Obviously, we will get into that when it comes time to get to that. And then, of course, I just wanted to throw in this note. Rams at football team isn't until October 11th. So Rams at football team game is going to be sick. I'm sorry. I don't have an opinion on them changing their name. I'm not a Redskins or Washington football team name fan. I have no opinion on that. I'm not a fan of that team, so I don't really care what they do with their name. It's none of my business, I guess, is how I kind of see it. But I am aggressively referring to them as football team this whole season. And I just can't wait to say little stupid things like, hey, did you guys catch that football team game last night? That was crazy, you know? Little things like that I'm really excited about. This is the segment I was supposed to have a graphic for. We're going to take the music away. I feel like we need to get a little bit more serious over here. Up in here. Okay. So, basically what's happening right now, miniature rebuild. Very miniature. Nothing crazy. Miniature rebuild that the Rams are going through. I think we kind of know that, though. I think most of us, if we're paying attention, and I hope you guys are, I like to think that you guys are. I like to think that if you guys are listening to Rams Showcase and you guys are here, that you guys are like a little bit more hardcore than the average fan, I would guess. I don't think that I go too surface level. I like to think that I go a little bit deeper than that. I'm not like saying that I'm like a genius or anything like that, because that's blatantly not true, but I like to think that if you guys are here, you guys kind of pay attention and you guys like see like the future and stuff like that. And it's not just what's happening today. Of course, like cutting Todd Gurley, trading Brandon Cooks and stuff like that. That's some things that kind of jump out. But I don't think that that's something that necessarily destroys the team. And anybody who is like, we're done, it's over, I think is not paying enough attention. So the Rams clearly made some bad calls in signing some players to big contracts before they needed to and probably paid some people more than they should have. Just throwing that out there. Probably did. Whether you think the Rams did or not, that's up to you to decide. That's fine. You're allowed to think that Gurley deserved every single penny. You're allowed to think that Clay Matthews, Brandon Cooks, all these guys deserved every single penny. You're allowed to think that 100%. You're allowed to not think that. You're allowed to think that they were extremely overpaid. Whatever. Irrelevant. It's completely irrelevant. So the team made some major shifts, obviously, in cutting Todd Gurley, Clay Matthews, trading Cooks to the Texans. These were important moves that definitely is making the national media think that the Rams are just this huge failure. A, no, because, I mean, it got the Rams to the Super Bowl, which, I mean, you can say, obviously, the Rams lost that game, only scored 3 points and stuff like that. That sucks, and that's a failure in that one game. But this is also coming off of a decade plus of being so bad. And so I don't necessarily see 2018 as a failure. I think that even just winning that playoff game against the Dallas Cowboys, that made the season a success in my eyes. Me and one of my Ram fan friends, we had this whole conversation after that game, like immediately after that game, whole conversation about the fact that the season was a win. I obviously, coming off of the playoff loss to the Falcons, that was a whole bag of bummers, but you know what? I mean, it happens, and then at least the team was in the playoffs, though, and that was really exciting. But then you get to the next season, and I just wanted to win a playoff game. That's all I wanted. I just wanted to win a playoff game. Not only did the Rams win a playoff game, but they made it to the Super Bowl, and that's absolutely huge. So I don't think that that's necessarily a failure. The media, though, right now, has spun everything, because obviously that's a couple years back. I mean, well, what are you going to do about it? It's a couple years ago. Media is now spinning that into the Rams failed because they didn't get a ring out of it, and now they have to cut everybody and kind of restart. I don't see it that way. I don't see it that way. Here's why the media is wrong. Even if the team needs to eat some money in the 2020 season, which we obviously know that's happening right now, a lot of dead cap space, whoever wins this year I mean, either way, whoever wins this year, the people are going to say it's because of COVID stuff, or like there's going to be some kind of excuse no matter what happens this season. So eating some cap in the 2020 season, having a lot of dead cap, is not the worst thing that could happen, considering we're literally in a global pandemic. So, I mean, you got that. So Rams have $33 million in dead cap in 2020, just $8.4 million in dead cap in 2021. The Rams lost players who were either making decent money or left and made decent money. So they either cut players who were getting a large cap, or they let players go who ended up making a decent amount. Obviously, you know, Corey Littleton, I think that the Rams could have afforded that contract, and I'm kind of bummed that they didn't try. But Dante Fowler, I mean, obviously he went and made some money. So, I mean, you got that. But the secondary is the biggest question mark in 2021 right now. There are some big names to re-sign next year. So, obviously, we know Jalen Ramsey, John Johnson, Troy Hill. Those guys all come up next year. So is Darius Williams, who is being talked about by Jalen Ramsey, which is cool. You want that. So, but there's also some other names, some names that the Rams could potentially be paying. So, obviously, I mentioned Jalen Ramsey. His market value is pretty high. John Johnson, Troy Hill, Cooper Kupp, of course, that a lot of us fans want to keep. Gerald Everett, who I think a lot of fans do want to keep him, but I'm not sure it's necessarily in the cards. Jake McQuaid, longest tenured Ram, long snapper. Josh Reynolds could potentially be one of those guys. Samson Ebukam could be one of those guys. Darius Williams, Leonard Floyd, potentially. We'll see how he does this year. And then Austin Blythe also, which I think is a super unsung hero of the offensive line. I think he's awesome. He played all three interior offensive line spots at some point last year. But also, I want to make this comment, because the Rams didn't want to keep their linebackers, it seemed. You know what I mean? So, I mean, obviously, let Clay Matthews go. We let Dante Fowler leave. We let Corey Littleton leave. Mark Barron is still gone. So, I mean, the Rams blatantly are not valuing linebackers that much. But what they are valuing a lot right now is the secondary. Obviously, you bring in Jalen Ramsey. The whole Talib and Peters thing worked out for a little bit, but of course not long term. Troy Hill, I think, is awesome. David Long Jr. has got a lot of upside. I love our safeties, Taylor Rapp, John Johnson. The Rams blatantly have decided that secondary is where they want to be strong. And that's kind of taken a page out of the Patriots' defensive playbook a little bit, with you want strong corners, you want people who can lock that down, and then you have a lot more freedom around the rest of the field, especially in the front seven, and especially when you got a guy like Aaron Donald in that front seven, that opens up a lot more things. If you can have guys on the outside who can handle one-on-one coverage, like Troy Hill, Jalen Ramsey, potentially David Long, who I think is going to be the starting nickel cornerback, so we'll kind of see what happens there, but linebackers devalued. Apparently we don't really care about him. But also keep in mind that the way the NFL is right now, we don't necessarily just sit in 3-4 a lot. You're sitting in a nickel a lot. So you don't necessarily need all these dope linebackers, but you kind of do need some dope, you know, corners and people in the secondary, because that's where people are attacking, obviously. So let's see here. Cooper Kupp, his projected market value is $16 a year. Of course, he landed on the top 100 this year, which was really cool. Jalen Ramsey did it as well. But Cooper Kupp, I'd say he's worth the money. I really do. I think that he's awesome. I mean, in people who have listened to me for a while, I think that my opinions on Cooper Kupp have not been a secret. I think Cooper Kupp is awesome. And at the end of his career, I'm not saying today, at the end of his career, I really do think if he stays with the Rams long term and maybe finishes his career here, we are going to be adding Cooper Kupp's name into that conversation of the Rams' best wide receivers of all time. I'm not saying he is blatantly the best the receiver the Rams have ever had, anything like that. That's not what I'm saying. I feel like that kind of gets my words there kind of get misunderstood. I'm saying he's in that conversation of those guys. He will be in the conversation of those guys at the end of his career. The guy is super talented. But I think he's worth it. And also, I think it's worth noting that his representation is not through CAA. And that helps the Rams for sure. Jalen Ramsey also projected to be at 16.7. That is his market value projected according to SpotTrack. His agent is also not through CAA. So that kind of does help the Rams. But his agent is David Mulugeta, who is, he's becoming a super agent. He's not necessarily the level of Todd France as far as super agent goes, but he's getting there. He is absolutely getting there. Also, I mean, he represents, his agency represents guys like Aaron Rodgers, Nick Foles, Derwin James, Clay Matthews, Earl Thomas, Anthony Barr, Deshaun Watson. And Deshaun Watson is the one that we need to watch right now, because if David Mulugeta is going to become the super agent, he's going to get Deshaun Watson paid, and that could happen very soon. So that's something to keep an eye on. Watching David Mulugeta with Deshaun Watson is going to tell us a lot about maybe next year and what Jalen Ramsey might get from the LA Rams. So that's something to keep an eye on. All right. I do want to mention that the Rams are currently 24th in cap space in the 2021 season, but a lot can change. There's a lot of things going on right now, a lot of moving parts. This could be Andrew Whitworth last year, so he could come off the books. There's just some things going on that cap number could definitely come to a more favorable area. But including the salary cap that could see a decline due to the global pandemic. So, I mean, we're seeing that as well. So, of course, 24th right now, we could see that drop. But that doesn't necessarily hurt the Rams that much. It hurts every team equally, there's not different cap space. There's not different salary caps for different teams. They're all the same. So fortunately for the Rams, only 69 players under contract right now in the 2021 season. Obviously, that's not going to be the case. You only hold 53-man rosters going into the season. But also, I mean, looking through the numbers of the guys that that will be coming up for that, I mean, they're really the position of need is going to be corner. And, I mean, of course, John Johnson coming up as well. So secondary is going to be something to look at. And I think that's where the Rams are going to spend a lot of money. I think there's only like $8 million in the secondary right now in the 2021 season. But obviously, that's going to change. But the Rams are not done making moves. Of course, they're not done making moves. No team's ever done making moves. After this season, we should also be able to see the medium-term goals of what Les Snead and Sean McVay are trying to do. So what I'm saying here is keep an eye on not just the names, of course, not just the names, but the positions of guys that the Rams are bringing in and that the Rams are cutting. So next year, after this next season ends, no matter how it ends, whether the Rams go 0-16 or win the Super Bowl, I'll still be the biggest fan ever. That's just how I am. I know that some people are like, you just accept mediocrity. First of all, I have nothing to do with the outcome of the games, okay? I just sit here. I'm in Colorado, okay? Where the Rams are rarely at. So I don't have anything to do with the outcomes of the games. I'm just going to be a Rams fan no matter what they do. That's our job, to be supportive. You know what I mean? So ease up on that comment. I know somebody's already thinking of it. So, but yeah, I mean, we'll see what Les Snead is kind of cooking up for the medium-term future of this team. Where is he spending the money? Is he going after, is Jalen Ramsey, Troy Hill, Darius Williams, and John Johnson getting new contracts? Or is it Cooper Kupp and maybe bringing in another tight end in place of Gerald Everett? Or is Gerald Everett coming back? What do we do with the offensive line? Of course, the offensive line ranked, 31st last year? Not very good, but definitely dealt with some injuries. And I think got better due to the injuries. I went on a whole rant about this on a fan queso a month and a half, 2 months ago, about how I thought that the Rams offensive line got better due to those injuries, because of course Austin Blythe, better center than he is a guard, all that stuff. So I'm not going to redo that rant, but if you guys wanted, I think I posted it. I might have done that one as a solo video. Let me see if I got fan cases for you guys. I did not earlier. I am recording a little bit early. I do not, actually. So no fan cases for you guys. I don't even get to use my new graphic. Bummer town. All right, that's fine though. But that is, we're pretty much wrapped up here. That was all I really had for you guys. Didn't go too long, which is fine. Fine with me. It's all good. Make sure you guys follow at Ram Showcase everywhere. Make sure you guys do that, because that's where the the action happens. Hasn't been very active as of late, but also, I mean, please be a little bit patient with me, because we're in a pandemic. Sports have not really been going on, so I do appreciate it. But I'll free up some time here during the season. I did also get a new job, by the way. That's another reason I've been super crazy busy. So new job, new apartment, all that stuff. It's kind of been bananas over here, but we're making it. We are surviving. And I also graduate from college here in October. October 1st is graduation date, and after that, could potentially have a lot more free time for you guys, depending on if I decide to go back and go for more. So we'll see what happens there. But yeah, make sure you guys follow at Ram Showcase on Instagram and Twitter, facebook.com/Ram Showcase. It's all right here on the little bottom part here. You can follow me as well at Sheriff Joe Bags on Instagram and Twitter, facebook.com/Sheriff Joe Bags. You can be my friend on Facebook if you would like. I don't really check my notifications that much, so I might not see it. But if you also shoot me a message, then maybe I'll see it. I'm not good with Messenger, though. Most people kind of are picking that up, that I'm not good with Messenger. It happens. I don't know what to tell you guys. But yeah, that's going to do it for me. No fan cases for you guys. Like I said, I kind of recorded a little early. I didn't necessarily give it a chance. But I got some homework to do, man. So I got to get some stuff going. But that is going to do it for me. I am Sheriff Joe Bags. This has been Ram Showcase on Sports War Radio. For those of you that aren't Rams fans, our thoughts and prayers are with you. For those of you that are Rams fans, thank you guys so much for listening. And you guys have a great night.